You holding daf Zayin Amud Beis. Top two dots. The Mishnah says, "V'shechamotzom ruba mitzulsa psula." If you have more sun than you have shade, so the schach is possible. So first you will learn it's a din in the schach. You have to have more shade, in order you have to have more schach covering than you have open space. The Tana Rabbanan, the price is like this: Chamoso machma sichuch. When does the Mishnah say it's possible? If you have more sun coming from the schach, in other words, there's not enough covering on top. But for loy machma stefanis, it doesn't make a difference if the walls are like holy walls. In other words, as long as the schach has enough tzeil, the schach on top is covered. Even though the walls are made, let's say, out of like a mechitzah that we had yesterday, you can have a kona, and then within three tfachim another kona, within three tfachim another kona. So now there's little sticks, and in between there's less than three tfachim, you say love, it's called the whole mechitzah. Now lemaisa, how much sun comes in? Much, much more sun comes in, and it'll have shade. So even though there'll be more sun inside, but since the sun is only coming from the walls and not from the tzchach, it's kosher. There is a din that you have to have more shade is a din in the tzchach, not a din in the walls. In the walls, you can have holy walls even though the sun comes through. That's a Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Yashi is not like that. Af machma stefanis. He holds the walls have to be full walls. You can't make a mechitzah of kona, then less than three tefachim, another kona with a din loved. Since the sun comes in through the walls, that's a psul in the tefanis. If you ask yours, even the walls, you have to have roved sail from the cham. Omer Rav Yemar Bar Shalmiya Mishmei Dabaya. My time with Rav Yashia, what's Pshan Rav Yashia? Pasha we learn, like, what's the taisha of a sukkah? The schach, on top, that has to be a sail, but not the walls. So the Gemara, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, you put the proiches, which is a covering, which is a mechitza in front of the yoren, but the pasuk says v'sakoyso, it's like a sukkah. So we hold proiches is a mechitza. What is the proiches? That's the covering in front of the yoren hakodesh. It's like a mechitza. It's a thing right in front of the yoren. And the Torah calls it a loshen v'sakoyso. It covers. What does it mean? It's called the covering. Alma could come to teach us here, like in the Smachtam, that mechitza kischach binan. That's teaching us halacha by a sukkah. Wherever you have to have a halacha of a schach, sichachom, you know what's called part of the schach? Not only the roof, but even the walls. Even the mechitza also goes in the Torah of kischach. Therefore, just like by schach at the svara, the schach has to be litzel, has to make shade. You have to have more shade than you have sun. Who are then the walls also have to be solid walls, that you have less sun coming in and more shade. That's Rabbi Yashi Shita. For Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this posik? Suppose you can learn, like, what does this posik have to do with sukkah? But there's a posik of a sakai sal oron, we're talking about the urine. If I say Rabbonin want to say no, even lefi yor smachta from the posik, still there's no raya. The posik is teaching us, the sakai sa means, how who the nekef bay purta, when you make the proiches, on top of the proiches, it has to be a little bit bended over. And there's on top of the proiches, looks like a little gag taco. True, the proiches is a mechitza going straight up, but on top of the proiches, there has to be a little bit more material bending over. That on top, it looks like a little schach. Looks like a little covering. The mechzei kischach. That on top of the proiches, taka has to look like a little bit schach. That's what the posik is teaching us. But not that the defanos, the mechitzes, have a look of schach. Havad is only a din in sail in the roof. The schach, you have to have more tzeil, more shade. But on the walls, they can be nice and holy walls, even though you have more sun coming in, still it's kosher. Shashi Rabbonin Amriloch, Mai, Visakoiso, Yom Rachmonim, Lake of Bum, Lamala on top of the proiches, Purta, Kengag. It's like bend over a little bit on top to look like a roof. Yasim Miksosa, a little bit of the proiches has to be bending over to make it look like a roof. Omer Abayis, Abayis says like this now. Rebbe Shita will soon explain each one of these Shitas. For Rebbe Yashia, for Rebbe Yehuda, for Rebbe Shimon, for Rebbe Gamliel, Ubei Shammai, for Rebbe Eliezer, for Yacherim. All these man, the Yomrim, all hold like one Shita. Kulos Svirulhu, Sukkah Diras Kvabinen. So the halacha of sukkah, like each one of them, it's a machlok, is them and them and the one that's mechulik with them. And each one of these goes to chumra to say that sukkah has to be a type of a kfar. It has to be a permanent living. How are the differences between one kfar and the other kfar? We'll soon see. But it has something to do, each one holds the chumra de kashrita, it has to be a permanent living. Either there's two types of kfar. Up until now we had on that base and the base, the walls itself. Like we hold if the walls were lamalu mechof, it's possible because that's called too strong of a wall. That's called a diras kvam. That's concerning the actual binyan itself. There's another type of a diras kvam that you have to have tashmishim. You have to be able to use the living place in a normal manner of living. And if it's too small, you can't live there normally. That's also not called a diras kvam. The tashmish, the living, has to be a permanent type of living. So we'll soon see each one now. Rebbe, what's Rebbe Shita the Tanya? We learned before. Rebbe Yomer kol sukkah shein bo arba amos al arba amos tzula. If the sukkah is not at least 4 amos by 4 amos, it's possible. So even though Rebbe also maskim, it can't be higher than 20. Habad, it can't be a real sukkah's kva, can't have real strong walls, but our kopon has to be wide enough to have the area of 4 by 4. So what do you see? The type of attachments of living there, it has to be a nice permanent way of living. Like we hold, like Beis Shammai Shita, it's enough to have 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Rebbe holds no. In 7 tvachim, you can't live there too comfortable. That's not called a permanent way of living there. That's not called a diras kva. Rashi says, diras kva, royal ishtamish kva, veniras kabayis. It has to look like you can live there nicely, it looks like a house. So that's Rebbe Shita. It has to at least be 4 amos by 4 amos. Rebbe Yashia, where's Rebbe Yashia Shita? Hodi Amor, we just got finished saying, that he holds the Chiddush, even the walls have to have more tzeil. They have to be like a good piece of wood, a good mechitza, and it can't be that sun comes in through the mechitzas. It can't be just a corner of a corner, and Gimel Tzvachim in between Materis Lovid. Rebbe Yashia holds, no, the mechitzas have to be a better type of a mechitza. So again, it's not mamash kfar. Vadi is also asking if a bila malam mechof will be possible. That's too strong. Lakom ponim holds it has to be a nice type of a bayis, a sukkah. It looks a little bit like a bayis. You can't have holy walls. You have to have closure, a closed wall. We have Yehuda. What's the Yehuda shita d'tnan? That's the ikar of Yehuda shita we had before. That sukkah she gavoy la malam mechof. Chof. What's going to be if you have the tzchach more than 20 amos high? Is psula. That's the Tanakhama of our first Mishnah. We have Yehuda Ma'achshir. Yehuda also knows kosher. Even though the mechitzas are more than 20 amos high, they're very strong mechitzas. It's like a mechitza shel kva. It's a permanent mechitza. Still it's kosher. That's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Here's the Ika Shita, that a diras kva is still kosher, and you need a diras kva. Rebbe Shimon Shita is the Tanya. Beis kilchoson the gimel afilu tefil that we learned yesterday. The Tanakhama learns the halacha of sukkasa. You have to have two mechitzas that are at least 7 tvachim long, and the third mechitza halacha mashu sin that's not even a tefach. Rabbi Shimon was more machmir and said no. Gimel kilchoson Shimon ayna gimel kilchoson. You have to have 3 walls at least 7 tvachim long. The dalar on the 4th wall is halacha mashu sinai afilu tefach. You see, Rav Shimon is more machmir than Tanakama. It's also considered like a type of a kfar. It has to be a more permanent place of living there. The dira, the tashmish, has to be more permanent. Rabbi Gamliel, the Tanya. What's his shita? Ho'ise sukose b'reish agola. If somebody makes a suk on top of a wagon, you have a wagon moving, and you're making a suk on top of the wagon. You have a truck, the Chabad truck. You have a sukkah mobile. Oy b'roish ha'svin, or else you make the sukkah on top of a ship. What's the halacha? Rabbi Gamliel poiser. Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible. It's not called the diras kva. It's not called the permanent type of living. Things that are moving, it's not called permanent. Rabbi Akiva machsher. Rabbi Akiva also knows it's kosher. In other words, it's for a diras arai, it's still kosher. So Rashi learns b'roish ha'svin. What's wrong with making a sukkah on top of your boat? Rashi says gavoyim yoy. The svin is there, and the big ships are very high. Kesvina Sayam, he goes through the ocean. Shem Gedolos. For her ruach bov yakros, it's very shchiach, the wind will come and just uproot the whole sukkah. So that's not called diras kva. A diras kva means your house has to be there. It's not that if the wind's going to uproot the house. Of Rosh HaGolanam is a drashi. Kivon denaydi mischazi kain aray. Since a wagon moves, it looks kain aray. It doesn't look like a good dira. Mashenkin of Kiva holds, it's machsher, doesn't make a difference. Fighter Beis Shammai, where's Beis Shammai Shita? You also hold you have to have a kfar. The Rashi says the royal atashmish binin. You have to have a good type of atashmish, a good a way of living there. The Tanan, Mishraya Roishoy Verubay Vesukum, you had your head and majority of your body, which is six tvachim and six tvachim, Vishokhonim Batech Abayis. Your shulchan was not inside the sukkah. Your shulchan was inside your house. Is Beis Shammai Poslim. Beis Shammai says it's possible. Or Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Hillel holds his kosher. You see, according to Beis Shammai, it has to be a royal tashmish. You have to have it big enough that you can have your shulchan inside the sukkah. It has to at least be 7 by 7. Beis Hillel holds no. It's enough even though your shulchan can't fit in. As long as you and Rovi, your body, fits in, that's a kosher sukkah. To see also, Beis Shammai has this more chomedic shita, it has to be like a permanent way of living there. We have Yelezer, the Tanan. What's your Yelezer shita? The Tanan. Let's say you make a sukkah like a tent. Usually a sukkah has a schach on top and the walls. Two separate things. You have walls going straight up, and on top of the wall you make schach. A tent is not that way. A tent, its wall and its roof is one thing. It's a slanty wall going straight up and straight down. That's a tent. So it has a chsarin. You don't have walls and schach separately. It's one piece. So we have a lezer hold. It's no good. We have a lezer hold. Moist says the kosher commits rif. Oishesom cholakaisel. Same type of chsarin also. You have a wall going straight up. And the type of a house you make is, you take your one wall and make it slanty down and live inside here. So the same type of a chsarin. You don't have mechitzas and a schach on top. Rather, this wall and the schach is one piece. Even though this wall is a kosher schach. Let's say you use palm leaves to make the wall going through long slanty. He holds his posel. Reb Lezer posel. Reb Lezer holds his posel. You can't sit in that sukkah. Lefi shein lo gag. That's not called a good gag. Its wall and its gag is made from the same thing. It's a slanty piece. That's not called a good diros kvar. That's not the way you live in a house. That's not called a permanent way of living. The chachamim achshirin, chachamim say no. A tent is okay. Who says you have to have a roof? Havadi, you have to have kosher schach. So let's say the whole tent is made from kosher schach. The whole tent is made from palm leaves. He holds his kosher. It's not a permanent way of living there. He holds though diros arai. It's enough. Your kosher is kosher. Rashi commits with Gagod vanoseho boyen kiechad. Its walls and its gag is like one. Kein kiveris, like a beehive. Shein gag nikol levad vatfanas levad. You don't have separate. It's one piece, the head, the top, and its walls. Oishes muchel koisel. Also kanem aruchim. Take these long reeds. V'somach roishe yechad muta al koisel. The top part of it is against the wall. V'roishe achar muta al oritz. The gag of v'doifna echad. It's one piece, its roof and its wall. Shein lo gag v'yei nor ladirut. It's not nice to live there. That's not called a permanent way of living. So Reb Lezer holds it's possible, because he holds nidadirus kvar, a permanent way of living. And the Chum say, no, it's kosher. Acherim, what's the Acherim shita? The Tanya. Acherim oimrim, suke ha'osu kishoivich. You make a sukkah like a chicken coop, because it's a round sukkah. Trashi kishoivich means agula. You make a sukkah in a circle, you make a round sukkah. True, you have two things. You have walls. You make around the walls round. And on top of the walls, you put the schach. Acherim holds this posel. Psula. Why? L'fishen lo zovius. You don't have any corners. Mashma, the way you live, a permanent way of living is to have corners. Mashaken, to make your room circle, you don't make room circle. It's no good that way. It's not a permanent way of living. So Acherim holds this posel. The locha, though, mustamas not like the Acherim. The way of the Acherim, that's kosher. Right. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Sukkah ha'asuya kekivshon. What's the way you have a sukkah made as Rashi Yagula? The less like Acherim. You have a sukkah like a kivshon, that's like a furnace, that's a round furnace, like a furnace, like a circle. In other words, not like the Acherim. You make your sukkah in a round, so it depends. Im yeish behekefei kedei leishiv bochov dal b'nei yodim. The kids say, you could make a sukkah, the walls could be like a circle, and you put kosher schach on top. It's called a good sukkah. But now, how small could the circle be that it's still called a good sukkah? So, if I say, the Bible going to be Yechon's going to hold the shita like Rebbe, that you have to have dal damas by dal damas. Inside the circle, you have to be able to put a square that has dal damas by dal damas. So, we'll soon see if you want to get the circle to be inside, if you get a square inside the circle to be dal damas, so what's the circumference of the circle? How long does the circle have to be around? So, Yechon said like this. Im yesh be kefif, the circumference of the circle is, kedei leishiv bo chov dal b'nei yodim,
that you can have 24 people sitting side by side is kshera. In other words, it has to be 24 amas circumference. That usual neman, a person is wide one amma. He's one amma wide. So kitzef, the circle has a circumference of 24 amas, that's a kosher or sukkah, and you put tzchach on top, it's kosher. We'll soon see the cheshbon. V'yim lav psula. But if the circle is not so wide, it doesn't have a circumference, you don't go around 24 amas, it's too small to be a kosher sukkah, therefore it's possible. But not because it's a circle, but because it's not big enough. So Mara says, Keman, who does Rebbe Yochanan go like? Keman ki Rebbe. He goes like Rebbe Shita Diyomar, Kol sukkah she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos psula. You have to have at least 4x4 amas. That's the size, the smallest size a sukkah could be. Psula. So therefore, if you want to make it in a circle, like these pictures over here, should be on the second picture on Navches. The second picture. You have to have that the square could fit inside the circle. So you have to have the circle around the square. Inside, you have to have a square. And the square has to be 4x4 amis. And if you have a circle around it, that's a kosher sukkah. You have to have at least a space of dalad by dalad inside the circle. So Rama says, Michti, let's see, how does this work out? How does Rabbi Yochanan get a shittum that you have to have a circle that 24 people can sit around it? So Michti, let's see. Gavro, how wide is a person? Biyamto yasta. A person can sit down in an amma. The Baisik Mars in the Nemon soon see, we'll see a person like a square person, nice big husky guy. He's an amma by an amma, 2 feet by 2 feet. Gavra biyamto yasta. He sits there, he's 2 feet wide. Or some sheet is 18 inches wide. Now, the call is like this. Kol sheyesh be'kefoy sholosh. Whenever you have the circumference, three, let's say it goes around three amis, you should know, kol sheyesh be'kefoy shlosh tochim. Let's say the circumference around the circle goes three tochim, yesh by roichiv tefach. You should know what's the diameter. The diameter is 1/3 of the circumference. Even though we say it's pi, Chazal always put it for a permanent thing as 1/3. Kitzur, so if the circle goes around three tefachim, if the circumference is three tefachim, the diameter straight across is going to be one tefach. Is kol sheyesh be'kefoy shloisha tefachim, if the circumference is three tefachim, yesh boy roichiv tefach, the diameter straight across is one tefach. So frekti gemar de kashre vazoi betrei sasagi. Why do you have to have 24 people? It should be 24 amas long, the circle. Why isn't it enough with 12 people? Let it just have a circumference of 12 amas. His havminer is 1/3 of 12 is how much? 1/3 of 12 is 4. So if you have to have just 4 amas to be inside, so it's enough that the diameter should be 4 amas. So in order to have a diameter of 4 amas, it's enough to make the circumference 12. So why do you have to have such a big thing of 24 amas around the circumference? Make the circumference only 12. With 12 people should be enough. So the Gemara answers Poshet, about as the Shver HaKashem. The Gemara answers Poshet, Hani Mili, when do you say this? The Igulai. When you have Stama circle, in other words, when you have a pure circle, we say then you want to know the diameter of the circle. The diameter of the circle is 1/3 of the circumference. So true. If you can have a circle that's 12 amas around, how long is going to be the diameter straight across? It's going to be 4 amas, you're true. But what does that help us? We have to have a square of 4x4 inside the circle. So it's not enough just to have a diameter of 4 amas. That's the most teretzani, mili bigula. That's good by a circle. The diameter of a circle to come out to be 4. Ava bribua, but if you want to make a square, we have to have the circle to be at least 4 amas by 4 amas. You have to have a square. So to make a square out of it, void fe. You need much more. You need more than just 1/3 of the circumference to make a square inside. So good, let's see now. How do we get a square inside the circle? Must is michti. Let's see. Kama maruba yoyser al eagle. How much more is there to a square than there is to a circle? Now the Havre Miner is the first picture in the Gemara, where the square is outside and the circle is inside. How much bigger is this square area than the circle area? So Gemara says, Revi, it's 1/4 bigger. The square area is 1/4 bigger than the circle inside. So Fred Gemara, if so, you should have to have 1/4 more. So 1/4 of 12 is 4. So Mela, Bishista Sasagi, it should be enough, fit either another 4 to 12, 16. So Vaita should be enough with 16. If you have a circumference of 16, that should be enough. So, Nichti, Kama Maruba Yisrael Eagle. How much more is there in a square
then there isn't a circle. Revia, there's a quarter more. So Mela Bishrista Sasagi, or should be enough with 16.
In other words, a quarter more means after you add the quarter on. In other words, the square now is 4 by 4, the outside square. That's a circumference of 16. Now 16, how much is it more than the circle inside of 12? It's 4 more. So 4 of 16 is called a quarter. It's like after you add the quarter on, it's called a quarter more than the circle. So b'zoi, you all should have to have just 16 around the square.
16. So Marantz is poshid. Hanemili, when do we say that? The eagle, the nofik migarivua. When you have the circle inside the square. When you have the circle inside the square, then the square is one quarter more than the circle. If the circle is like 12, so the square would be 16. Avaribua, the nofik miga igula. We need a picture like the second picture. We have to make it that the circle should be around the square. We want to get a square should fit inside the circle. You want to make a sukkah, this circle, you have to have inside the circle a space of at least 4 amas by 4 amas. So you want to get the second picture, you want to get the square of 4 by 4 inside the circle. So then, boy tfei, then you have to have more. You have to have more than just one quarter more. Mishum Mursha, because you have the corners of the square. The corners of the square have to fit inside the circle. Like the inside, the first picture number one. The circle is inside the square. If you want to get the whole square to be inside the circle, you have its all corners, the four corners sticking out. So you have to have a much bigger circle, like a picture base, second picture, to go around the square. So good, okay, we got to get a circle around the square of 4 by 4. Of a michti, let's say like this. This is the Emes HaCheshbon. Kol amto beribua. When you have a square, let's say a perfect square 1 by 1. 1 amma by 1 amma. If you have a square 1 by 1, what's the diagonal? Because here, really, what you have to find is the diagonal, you have to find the diameter of this circle here, of the second circle. So let's find the diagonal. So the klal is that kol amto beribua. Whenever you have a square 1 by 1, amto utre chum shebalachsunai. The diagonal of it is 1 2/5. It's 1 2/5, and it's 2/5 more than just a square of 1 by 1. So, Mela, if you have a square now of 4 by 4, that's what we need. We need a sukkah to be 4 amas by 4 amas. So, 4 by 4, how much is the diagonal? It's 4 times 1 2/5. Well, it comes out to be 5 3/5. So, it's the diagonal of the circle has to be 5 3/5. So how do you get now the circumference of the circle? The cloud before was times it by 3. We have before, whatever the circumference is, 1/3 of that is a diagonal. So the diagonal of a square 4 by 4 is 5 3/5 of an amma. So if you want to times it by 3, it's going to come out to be 16 4/5. It's going to come out to be. So for the Gemara Vaita. So michti, kol amto bribua amo amto trechumsha. Any square has 1 2/5 of the diagonal. So bialachsuna, that's the diagonal. So mela b'shivsar nochi chumsha sagi. If you have the circumference going around the circle to be 17 -1/5, in other words, 16 4/5, that'll be perfect. Because if you divide 3 into 16 4/5, you're going to get 5 3/5. And 5 3/5, that's the diameter of the circle. That's perfect. That's the diameter. So that's the diagonal of the square also. 4 by 4. The diagonal of the square 4 by 4 is 5 3/5. So that's how you're going to get a square of 4 by 4 inside the circle. So all you have to have around the circle, the circumference, has to just be 16 4/5. So you have a kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. Why does Rabbi Yechonin say you have to have 24 people going around the circle, which means the circle has to have a circumference of 24 amis? What do you need such a big circle for? To get the area of a square inside the circle, it's enough just to have 16 4/5. And for the Gemara, true like duck. Hatzav Rabbi Yechonin wasn't a dyke. He didn't say exactly. He rounded off the number. From 16 4/5, he gave a nice round off number to number 24. For the Gemara, no. Hey, Madi Arminin Loidok, when do we say you round off a number, you're not a dyke exactly? Purta! What good! From 16 4/5, you tell me 17, that'll be good. You tell me 16, that'll be good. You round it off. Avetuva mi Arminin, how do you skip?
from 16 or 4/5 to skip 24, something's wrong. Like Rabbi Yochanan's still a little bit wrong. How come Rabbi Yochanan said for this circle to be a kosher sukkah, you have to have 24 people going around it? You have to have 24 amos of circumference. What do you need such a big circumference for? It should be enough just to have 16 or 4/5. Good, round it off a little bit, but not to make such a big mistake. Sumara says, Omalei makshisha b'red Rav Chisda, Rav Ashi. So he said to Rav Ashi, that mi savrit, gavra b'yamto Yosef, who tells you that one person is so big? He takes up an amo, he's like 2 feet wide. Maybe klosa gavri betarte amto Yosef. No, people are not so wide. Three people, three men, go into two amos. That's what it comes out to. Three people come into two amos. That's what the shear would be. So Mela Kame Hevelu of Izoy, how much will this conference be then of 24 people? It'll be Shisasur. It'll be 17. That's the way it comes out. If three goes into two, so the kids, you have to divide 24 by 3 is 8, and times it by 2 is 16. So you have now Shisasur, you have 16 you have. Shisasur. For the Gemara Anando, Shisasur Nochi Chum Shabinen. Well, how do you get 17? 16 you have. Well, Kama Hevelu Shisasur. How do you have 17? Kama Hevelu Shisasur. Sister 16. It's good. No, it's good. So he's saying, Musun Sidikasha. He's saying, you have so far 16. Fred Gemara is no good, though. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying 16 Amis. That's the circumference of the circle of Anan. How much do we need? We really need Shifsur Nochi Chumsha. We need more than that. We need 16 and 4/5. 17 minus 1/5. That's what makes up the circumference of the circle in order that the diagonal should be 5 and 3/5 of an amma in order to make that there should be a square inside of 4 by 4. So really you have to have more than 16. You have to have 16 and 4/5. And if the Gemara Laidok, and this is okay, he wasn't Medayik, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said a Shia Taka 24 people, which means 16 Amis. That's a circumference. You have to have a circumference of the circle of least 16 and 4/5. And that he wasn't Medayik, he wasn't exactly. He said a little bit too small. Fred Gemara is not a good teretz, though. Hey, my dear Minan Loidok, where can you give me a teretz to say somebody wasn't Medayik, he rounded off the number? Lechumra. If he would have said 17, that would be good. Really, all you need is just 16 and 4/5. If you would have rounded it off and say, you have 17 amis, that's good. L'chum, it's all good. That's okay. Oh, but l'kula mi'amrinan. How could you say l'kula, though? You tell him in Rav Yochanan says, if you have 24 people, which is only 16 amis, it's a kosher sukkah. It's not true. You have to have at least 16 and 4/5 to be the circumference. So how could Rav Yochanan say a little bit less? Look, l'kula, that's not amis. You'll make a sukkah puzzle. People will think 16 is enough, and it's not true. So you can't say Leidok Lekula. And the Gemara says, Mi Armin Leidok? So Omale Ravasi Ravashi. So Ravasi said like this, the Terrace is like this, Li Oilom Gavra Biyamta Yosef. No, we're talking about big people again. That each person by himself is an Amma wide. So the kids, you have now 24 Ammas, that's the circumference. So the question is, that's too big. Who needs such a big circumference of 24 Ammas? It's enough just 16 and 4/5. For Rabbi Yochanan, Mokom Gavra Lekachoshev. Rabbi Yochanan is not counting the space of the person himself. In other words, when I says we're going now, a mashal, a person like a square. A person is like an amma by an amma. That's the dimension of a person. So now, an amma by an amma is like this. You take a person and go like this. If you go around here, make a circle around. So true, on the outside of the circle, you're going to get now 24. But let's say you go inside the circle. In other words, the person himself is also an amma thick. So therefore, if you count from the front of him, an amma this way, inside the circle, you have to take away one amma here, and take away one amma on the other side. So it comes out, like this, the diameter of the circle is 24, is how much? Is 8. 3 of 24 is 8. If you're going to take away one amma here of the person, and one amma on top of the person, you're going to have the circumference to be 6. So 6 is okay. 6, if the circumference is then, is only the diameter is only 6. So the inside of the person then, how much is the circumference of the circle, the inner part of the circle? It's 6 times 3, which is 18. That's not so fair of that, it's Leidok. He said a little bit more. He could have just said 16 and 4/5. Instead he said 18, that's okay.
So what's coming out now is that a person, he's true, he's an amma wide, but he's also an amma thick. So when you make, they stand in a row to make a circle, there's two ways to count the circle. If you count the circle out of the purple, it's like you go around 24 amas. But if you count the circle on the inside, then the diameter is only 6 amas, and inside the circumference is only 18 amas. So 18 amas, that's okay. If you really have to have 16 and 4 fifths, and you say 18 amas, that's not so gefährlich. That could be leidok. That's the Gemara's teretz. Omalei Ravas Ravashi. L'yolam gavra b'yamta Yosef. No, a person really is an amma wide. For Rabbi Yochanan, mokam gavra l'kachoshev. He's not counting the people from the outside of the people. He's counting the circle from the inside of the people. So kame hevelu, how do you have? You have to take away another amma from the diameter, like two amas. One amma on this side of the diameter, and one amma on the other side of the diameter. So if on 24 the diameter is 8, take away 2 amas, you have 6. So the circumference then is 18. Is kam hevelu timne, sorry, 18. And really, the shit. Really, it's enough.